If you're like me, you've also spent a lot of time watching Netflix. One of the shows I've binged watched is Sugar Rush, where bakers from all over the world compete to win $10,000. This upcoming season of Sugar Rush Christmas happens to feature an El Pasoan. Today, we welcome Ana Mariela Dominguez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
So, how does it work, Ana? Walk us through this whole situation, because, you know, at this point, I watched all the Sugar Rushes and I'm ready for yours, and you don't have to disclose whether or not you won. I don't think they would let you do that anyway, right?
No.
We have to tune in. But tell us the process. Like, how do you go from being an El Paso baker to being an El Paso baker on Sugar Rush on Netflix?
I actually applied for another cooking show, and that obviously didn't work out. And that's when my boss at the time received an invitation to audition for a show on Netflix, which they didn't say which one it was. But it was a team deal situation.
Yeah.
So he asked me, like, would you want to do it? Because if you don't want to do it, like, I don't have anyone else to do it with, and this is not a solo thing. So of course I said, yeah, that's something that I was already looking forward to do. It's just somewhere else that didn't work out. So we ended up sending the application online, and they somewhat thought maybe these people are interesting. And they asked us to do an interview on Zoom. We did that one together. And then there were a couple of phone calls and exchanged emails. Of course, they asked for our resumes and pictures of us and our work and our family and all that good stuff. And they liked us. They picked us. Actually, when talking with some of the casting crew, she did mention, like, you guys being here, consider yourselves already winners, because you have no idea how many people applies, how many people audition, and all the tiers and the levels that you have to go through to actually be here. So you guys consider yourselves really, really lucky and already winners for just having the opportunity and being here. It was a crazy ride, and I'm very happy that we got through.
Do you still work at Bella Cora? Was that the bakery that you worked at or that you work at?
No, I actually don't. I don't currently work anymore at Bella Cora because the owner already knew that he wanted to sell it, and he did. He already sold the bakery to an amazing person, and all my friends and my crew are still there, and they're amazing, and I'm pretty sure it's going to still be the best bakery in El Paso as it always have. But when the pandemic situation started, I was just very nervous. I was honestly, I was anxious and not having a good time, a great time. And I couldn't figure out how to mentally be okay and be at work.
Yeah.
So a lot of situations pushed me to where I stepped out. And the same situation forced me into actually opening my own business because I didn't want to just go somewhere else. Well, first of all, nobody was hiring.
And it's a tough environment. That's true.
Yeah. And I mean, if I stepped out because I couldn't mentally be in a good place to be getting out of the house and working with people and risking, I think, my sanity and my health, I just started doing things from home, and it worked for me. That's why I'm not longer there, but I'm good with the bakery, and I think the owner is really great, and all my friends are still there, so I actually keep in contact and I talk to them every week.
That's awesome. So what are you doing now? What's the business that you start? And kudos to you for starting a business in the middle of a pandemic, because it's not easy.
It's not easy. It's not easy. And what I do is I make ice creams and other sweet creations. It went really good with ice creams. I started back in July. So of course the Sun City was up in grabs for ice cream. Right now I'm introducing new products, such as I sold a good amount of pan de muerto. I'm making conchas. I'm making decoration cookies, just because the climate is changing a little bit, but I'm still selling a good amount of ice creams.
That's amazing. Okay, so back to Sugar Rush, because I watch enough to know that the people on that show, I mean, y'all are like legit bakers, and then somehow it's really easy to like just do something wrong or to mess up. I mean, is the pressure real? Like when you're being on a show versus cooking at home?
It is so real and it is very different. I normally, when I make cakes, I take days, not hours, but days, because I would bake the cake one day and then you have to wait for it to completely cool down. Sometimes I even put them in the freezer so I can slice them perfectly. And then I make my icing and then I take literally days just to build up a cake. And here you have to do it in 3 hours. 3 hours. And if you didn't bank time, then you're screwed because it's exactly 3 hours. So yeah, it was very challenging. It's very different. There's a lot of stress. You do mistakes that in a normal situation, you would be like, ugh. But no, right. In here, it's just the stress, the cameras, the everything is a factor where you're under pressure there.
I think a lot of people see these shows and they're like, yeah, I want to do that. What's your advice to somebody who's listening now and is like, you know what? I could totally make a cake in 3 hours.
Do it. And that's exactly what I went through. I mean, I'm a foodie. I did went to culinary school and pastry school, El Paso Community College, and I'm currently a part-time instructor there. But I'm not just a chefy chef, but I'm a foodie. I love food. It's my passion, but I'm also a geeky who loves watching absolutely every cooking show I can possibly get my eyes on. And that's something that I always say, like, I should have my show. I should do this. Oh my God, I can do that better than that. I can't believe they did that mistakes. I can't believe they confused salt with sugar. I can do better. I want to do that. And that's what drove me to, first of all, apply for the other show that I wanted to get into. It's not easy going through the process, starting with that.
Right.
And it's definitely not easy being in the competition, and you do ask yourself a couple of times, like, why did I put myself through this? But you know, it's really rewarding at the end. It doesn't even matter the outcome of it because you're already a winner for being here. Just have fun. And I did have fun. I had a lot of fun in the whole process, not just because, of course, I love baking and I love cooking, but the whole seeing like how everything that's behind a production, which is a lot, it's a lot. And it's a lot of people too, a lot of amazing people. So I had fun. I had fun seeing everything, talking to everybody, asking questions. I'm that annoying person. Like, oh, what's this camera? Or when they were putting my microphone, like, oh, and what else can you guys hear? And tell me some funny stories that have happened to you in the past with some other people in the show. And I'm a people person and I like learning things and I just enjoy the whole thing from production to the actual baking.
And what about the passion for cooking? When did that start in you? When did you say, you know what, this is what I'm going to do?
It's a beautiful story. And at the same time, it's kind of, I don't like to think about it because he was kind of hurtful at the time. My passion for cooking started with my grandmas. I have two grandmas and a nanny, and they were all really great cooks, especially my nanny who just passed away a couple of months ago, and my other grandma. I just watch them cook every time, and I would just stare at them and like, I'm going to see what she's doing. And they would invite me to the kitchen and teach me stuff. So my passion for cooking started probably when I was 5 years old. At 7 years old, I was already doing chiles rellenos, which are not easy.
No.
And I decided I wanted to be a chef coming out of ninth grade. And I knew already that I wanted to be a chef, and I didn't think that it was going to be that hard. So what happened is when I was already in high school, there were a couple of people that were trying to convince me to do something else first. And they were trying to tell me that I was not going to earn a lot of money or I should just do another career first and take that as a hobby. Mm. But I'm a very stubborn person. And I'm like, but if this is what I like, I'd rather give it a shot. And if it doesn't work, then I'll do this other thing. And it was very funny because when I started high school, which was back in 2005, a little movie came out, Ratatouille, and all of a sudden, everybody wanted to be a chef. And there goes the boom of the cooking shows, and everybody wanted to be a chef, and it was just a crazy, crazy thing. And they were telling me, you just want to do it because it's like the
The
fat,
cool
it's
thing, yeah.
the cool thing nowadays. And I'm like, no, I really know that I this is what I wanted to do. And my parents didn't have a lot of money, and I wanted to go to culinary school in Mexico, in Puebla or in Monterrey. But it was just crazy expensive. And then I was at that point a permanent resident here. And we looked into schools in New York, in LA, and it was just crazy expensive. And basically, my dad had to say, I'm like, you know what? For that amount of money, I would much rather that you choose another career. Like, if it's accounting, then it makes sense. But for a cooking school, it's just not possible, and I can't do it. Do you want to do something else? And I'm like, no, because I'm very stubborn. So what I end up doing, it's a friend introduced me to a pasta painting college, and of course the prices were much more accessible. And the program actually, because I did visit the kitchens, and they were already building new kitchens, and I read through the classes that they were offering and everything, and I just fell in love with the program so much that I'm still there.
That's amazing, though.
So
It's a great program.
it's really good. Actually, I've had people that studied at Le Cordon Bleus and come and see the kitchens and say, you know what? These are better. These are bigger and better kitchens than the places that I went to, and I paid $50,000 for my education, and you actually paid it off of financial aid. And I'm like, yep, I don't owe anything. So yeah, no, it's a really good program. Not just because I graduated from there and because I'm a teacher now, but it is a really good program.
Well, I can't thank you enough and good luck. I look forward to seeing you on Netflix. I'm so excited for you. Today, my guest has been Ana Mariela Dominguez, and we can all see her on Netflix on Sugar Rush Christmas season 2. Ana, what is the Instagram handle to your current business?
At kai.icecream. Kai, it's Kai.
At KAI dot ice cream. Today, my guest has been Ana Mariela Dominguez. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.